Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting session of Lambda Test XP Series. Through XP Series, we dive into a world of insights and innovation, featuring renowned industry experts and business leaders in the testing and QA ecosystem. I'm your host, Kavya, Director of Product Marketing at Lambda Test, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Before we start, let me introduce you to our guest on today's episode, Kevin Burke. At Evinced, Kevin leads the solutions engineering team and helps leading enterprises improve and accelerate their digital accessibility efforts. Before Evinced, Kevin worked with Sauce Labs for about 6 years in global solutions engineering. And in today's episode, we will discover why detecting issues early is crucial and how Evinced and Lambda Test integration provides a scalable solution for enterprises. So let's jump into today's episode. Kevin, why don't you tell our audience a bit about yourself and then share your insights?
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here. I really appreciate being hosted. My name is Kevin Berg. I'm a passionate tester and have recently, for the last few years, jumped into the accessibility space, which has been really exciting. I love being in the accessibility space, knowing that we're doing good, trying to make the web and mobile applications accessible for everyone. So today, I was hoping to talk a little bit about Evinced and then talk a little bit about how our partnership with Lambda Test works so well and helps our customers achieve a higher level of accessibility testing with the two products combined. So for those of you who might not be super familiar with Evinced, we are an accessibility technology company. We are focused on building accessible technology only. And that's a little bit different from perhaps other accessibility companies out there who are primarily based on services, people doing manual audits and things like that. And that is a really important part of the accessibility journey. It's just not our business. We are focused on the automatic detection of accessibility issues as early in the pipeline process as possible. We are wanting to follow in the footsteps of functional testing a few years ago that shift left, security testing that has more recently shifted left. And now there's absolutely no reason why accessibility can't be the next thing that we are able to check early and often to fix issues faster when they're cheaper and easier to fix, just like we would with any of those other things. So one of the things that separates Evinced is just how our engines and our technology is a little bit different from those others out there. So to do that, I'd like to go ahead and just run through a quick example of how our technology is taking a modern approach using modern technology to solve the accessibility problem. So I'll go ahead and share my screen and we'll jump into it just quick an example. And then I'd like to show how we can use that very same technology and add the power of Lambda tests to exponentially increase our coverage. All right, is everyone able to see my screen?
Yes, it has loaded.
Fantastic. All right, so this is our example site. It's meant to emulate just a travel site where you can select the type of vacation, where you want to go, select when you want to go, and then click the search button. And so to get started with a baseline, I'm going to fire up a legacy accessibility tool that you might be familiar with. It's Google Lighthouse. And so to do that, I'll just start up here and analyze and run a scan. And this uses a tool called AxeCore under the hood. And AxeCore, it's a very nice tool. I don't mean to disparage anyone, but the way it works is by only analyzing the underlying HTML of the website that we're checking. And it essentially checks to see if anything is missing. And so while, back when websites were a little bit more static and we were coding them during HTML, this was an acceptable approach. However, with modern web development, it no longer provides a high enough level of coverage to ensure that the sites are accessible to all users using assistive technology, especially those who might be dependent on a screen reader or keyboard entry for navigating through a website or mobile app. And so through this analysis, we've been given a score of 100, meaning that Axe couldn't find any accessibility issues. But the problem is that this site is completely inaccessible. I'll turn on my keystroke visualizer. If I were to emulate the requirements of a keyboard-only user, I would expect to be able to use my keyboard and tab through and be able to select all the elements and just use this website as it's designed. However, if I hit the tab key a single time, you'll notice that I wasn't able to get to the first dropdown or the second dropdown, and I skipped right to the date picker. And I can get through the date picker okay, but I'm also not able to get to the search button. As I tab back and forth, we're on this calendar icon. And then if I hit the tab key again, we jump down to the bottom of the page in the footer. And so if I was a user trying to use this site dependent on keyboard entry, the only thing that I would be able to do on this website is select a date. I wouldn't be able to fill out where, I wouldn't be able to execute a search. I would be completely blocked from using this website. And so that's where Evinced takes a different approach, and where we saw that there was a really dire need in the market for technology that can just do better. And so the way that Evinced works is, instead of just looking at the code, the first thing that Evinced does is analyzes the page to understand how a user is meant to interact with it. And so we use modern technology using things like computer vision, advanced algorithms, AI in certain cases, machine learning to understand, to model the page and understand that, hey, there's a top level heading here. There is a form with a couple of dropdowns, a date picker and a search button, and then some second level content. And so the idea is that if the technology knows ahead of time that this search button is a button that the user is meant to interact with and click on and is integral to the functionality of the site, then there's a lot that we know about accessibility as well. We know that it needs to gain keyboard focus. We know that it needs to interact with the screen reader appropriately so that the screen reader users can interact with the page as well. And so once we have that knowledge and context, we have a set of expectations when we then look at the HTML code. We're expecting to see a HTML button tag or the very that has all of the built-in accessibility to help make these things possible. Or at the very least, we're expecting to see the element attributes that would comprise that same functionality. And so when Evinced technology doesn't see the appropriate attributes or code or semantic HTML, we can say with certainty that there are accessibility issues there. And so just to show it, I'm going to start out by just flashing our Webflow analyzer that'll tie nicely into how our automation SDKs will work seamlessly with Lambda Test. And so I'll just start this off, start a new session here, and this will just show how we can flag these types of issues where other technologies, Google's Accessibility Lighthouse tool, does not. And so in fact, while all three of these elements do have issues on them, they actually have two issues. One is keyboard accessible, of course, meaning that we aren't able to get to these elements and interact with them with using a keyboard. But the other one is an equally as critical screen reader issue, where the elements themselves are not declaring their role to the screen reader. And so in many cases, you're not able to interact with them using a screen reader. They'll just be read out as text, and you're completely blocked as well. So this is the key. You're able to shift a significantly higher amount of accessibility coverage as far left in your pipeline as possible with the ability to detect issues that are impacting users the most, dependent on accessible assistive technology. And so with events, we're able to do that. This dramatically reduces the amount of manual testing required for accessibility and helps increase velocity in all aspects of your development process. So this is how the events technology is different from pretty much anything else out there on the market. And we can use this same technology as part of our functional testing flows to use with the power of a tool like LambdaTest that allows us to scale horizontally and across a number of different browsers and devices and screen sizes to ensure that we're comprehensively testing for both our functionality and accessibility as well. So to integrate with our functional tests, Event supports all the most popular frameworks, and I know LambdaTest does as well. We're discussing things like Selenium, Cypress, Playwright, all of the major players, WebDriver.io. If you're using any of those frameworks, you can very easily integrate Events, and we can add it to your existing LambdaTest test scripts with just a couple lines of code. And we can add accessibility scans to your tests as well. So for the example purposes today, I'm just going to bring up a Selenium example and an Appium example, as those are still the most common frameworks that we see today. And I'm just going to see, this is just a normal Lambda test script that I'm running. I've got a couple of tests in here that go to that same example site, but let's just look at what changes we need to make in order to run on LambdaTest and add accessibility to LambdaTest. And really, it's essentially three lines of code. First, we would just import our events SDK with our package management tool, whether that's Maven or Gradle or NPM if you're using a JavaScript framework. And we would just add, once we've done that, we just add a couple of lines of code. Here we just add our driver wrapper, which doesn't impact any of your existing functionality. Your tests will run just as they always have. We just add the libraries we need to scan for accessibility. And then the real key is we call this driver.evstart method. And just to note, this is in our before hook. So this is before any tests have run. We call this evstart method. And what this does is it starts the advanced accessibility detection engines running in the background, where we detect automatically through the test framework any page loads and any dynamically loading elements, any interactions on the page that would trigger a new element to be added to the DOM, new page loads as we walk through our flow, and essentially we will continuously scan for accessibility. This is somewhat different than accessibility tools that have integrated with functional test frameworks in the past. And one of the ways it does that is if we go down here and look at the test code itself, there's absolutely no reference to accessibility at all. With Events, you do not have to interact with your test code. Which is important for a few reasons. One, the initial setup. You don't have to go through 100 different tests and add static scans line by line like you have with previous tools in the past, making implementation super easy. Maintenance is also incredibly easy because as the application changes, you don't have to worry about going back in and moving those static lines around to make sure that you're getting appropriate levels of coverage. In addition, if you have new tests, you don't have to worry about adding accessibility. All you have to do is make sure either as many tests as you need, whether it's 1, 100, or 1,000, to get appropriate application coverage, are in the class or tagged appropriately, and they will automatically be scanned for accessibility issues. Another area in which we've dramatically improved this technology is in the reporting aspect. In previous tools where we went line by line and had to add static scans, those static scans would create their own individual report. And so from a single test, you might end up with 8 or 10 report files that you then had to consolidate and deduplicate and try to extract the value from. But with Evinced, after your tests have run, we just call a single line called driver.evstop, and we are able to generate a single deduplicated report object after your tests have finished. And not only can we generate the report, we also have access to that report in code. So this report object is essentially just a JSON object where you can see the number of issues that have been detected, the severity of those issues, whether they're a functional blocker that, that prevents an, a user from using your page, or if it's just something minor that we need to check as well. We can see the page that the issue was on, the element, and we also provide the guidelines. For those who may not be familiar, there's the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, or WCAG, as they are lovingly referred to by folks in the industry, are the gold standard for how to build an accessible website and the standard we use to measure them against. Those criteria and conformance levels are available to reference as well in this object. And so the idea is, if I am a developer and I submit a pull request, we can now test to check for accessibility in a way we haven't been able to before. And, you know, if I was a developer and accidentally submitted a critical accessibility issue, I could get that feedback right away. That pull request would be blocked. I'd get the feedback. And as we'll see here in a moment, we can get some robust reporting that we can use to replicate, remediate, and really resolve the issue. So then, you know, now that we have access to the power of Lambda Test, we can run all of these tests in parallel, making test execution faster. We can, you know, one thing that's important for accessibility is a number of different screen resolutions, making sure that no matter what screen resolution and how the application renders, we're able to test it. And we can do all of this in a scalable way with Lambda Test as well. So I'm going to go ahead and run this test. We'll see it run on Lambda Test, and then we can move on to reviewing a report and then to mobile. All right, so we've kicked off our test. Let me just pull up the Lambda test site, and we'll be able to see this running in real time. I'll head over to web automation, and we should see this test pop up here shortly. Here we go. So we see this test running. One of the things I love about Lambda test is the tests run extremely quickly. They pop up, very responsive UI. It's a pleasure to use. So this test will just take a few seconds to run, and then we'll be able to review the report. Great. So my test finished, and we can now view the accessibility report that was created. So not in addition to all of the fantastic reporting that's available in Lambda Test, we also have a fully full report that is available via Evinced. And so this includes the types of issues that are created, the severity of those issues, the URL in which it was found. We also group issues together by component. And this becomes really important when evaluating reports, because, you know, let's say that you have an issue in the header of your web page, and then throughout your testing, you go through, 100 different pages that have that same issue in the header. Well, instead of providing you with a list of 100 issues, Evinced will actually provide one component that groups all of those issues together to make it much more efficient to review the results. We provide the CSS selector, the code snippet, the WCAG criteria here, and even a highlighted screenshot to show exactly where that issue is. And so, you know, also perhaps I'm a developer who's a little bit new to accessibility. They can click right here on this link and go to the Evinced knowledge base, where I'm able to get a broader description of the issue. I can see code snippets of exactly what works and what doesn't. And there's even a theory section down here at the bottom written by our advanced accessibility experts. They really dive into how this impacts users, why it's important, and really how to prevent these types of issues from happening in the future. For folks out there who might be interested just in general, this is free and open to the public. We'd love for you to check it out and drop us a line with your thoughts. So now on Lambda test, of course, we can jump into the test. We can see all the commands, the video of the test being executed. We have all of the information we need to debug and view the aspects of the functional test of this as well. So extremely powerful reporting. We can see that same demo site being executed, and we're off to the races here. And while this works extremely well for web, it works equally as well for mobile. And so here I'll just bring up our mobile Appium framework. And you know, the example here is kind of exactly the same. I have my exact same, this is my Appium test, Appium Java. It runs swimmingly well on Lambda test. I don't have to edit or adjust any of my desired capabilities or anything from how I'm normally running my test. And again, I just have to add a couple lines of code in order to run on my native application as opposed to my website. So the same thing, I've got a wrapper for the drivers to add our libraries, some clean coding practices. And then all I do is call this start analyze method. And just like on the website, this starts the events engines running in the background. We will follow through your mobile test, just like we did before, where this test is very simple, but it'll follow through all the steps of your test, capturing accessibility issues along the way. And you're able to, with a single line, have all of the advantages, just like the web one, of not having very little implementation, easy maintenance, deduplication, and you can output to HTML, JSON, CSV types reporting to augment your existing reporting mechanism as well. So very simple. We'll just go ahead and run this again on Lambda test, and we'll discuss some of the advantages there. So let me just kick this off. And one of the fantastic things that really powers up our partnership with Lambda test is with accessibility. You know, we want to make sure that we're covering a broad array of devices, as well as screen sizes. We want phones, tablets, and this is super easy with Lambda test, because with the with your device availability, we can do all of those in parallel to speed up our builds dramatically. And so it's just extremely powerful. We're able to use that type of power to continue to shift left, making sure that, you know, as a developer, if we submit a pull request for our native application, we're getting feedback within a minute or two to make sure that we haven't changed context or anything like that. Okay, so we'll go back to our Lambda test dashboard, and we can review the results there. Jump over to the dashboard. And we'll go over to app automation, and we'll see that see the test that just ran. So this ran here. We can see again the power of the reporting here, where we can see the video of the test running. We have all the information we need to debug, as well as we can review the reports generated by events. So once the tests have finished, we get a report that looks like this for our test run. So we have a fully detailed and interactive report for our mobile tests. So as I click through or hover over any of these elements, it highlights it on the screenshot to make sure there is absolutely no ambiguity as far as what issue refers to which element. And this is especially important with mobile frameworks. We want to make sure that the reports are as clear as possible. So we can go through, we can see a number of different scans here, and we can kind of talk about some of the really important types of issues that we're able to detect automatically. Similar to our web frameworks, here at Evinced, we want to focus on the types of accessibility issues that impact users the most. And this is for mobile, you know, really around screen readers, especially some keyboard input, as well as voice control and switch control for the use of additional assistive technology. And that is where our validation system really shines. And so this is going to be things like interactable role, where the element isn't declaring its role to the screen reader appropriately. Touch target size, making sure that these elements are large enough to be interacted with easily. And one of the things that, you know, Evinced always wants to make sure that our results are as accurate as possible. And so this touch target tappable area validation is a good example where this is not just simply an area calculation. We're taking into account the type of the element, the spacing around the element, the types of the surrounding elements to make sure that if we're calling out an issue, it's an accurate one. In addition, color contrast is one that is a really tedious one to do manually, where we have to go with a color checker and every element and every bit of text to analyze. But with Evinced, we do that automatically. We've got the color contrast, we provide the foreground hex, the background hexes, the computed ratio, the guideline, the criteria, everything we would need that, you know, probably the designer in this case could do to just adjust those colors so that they're clear to see for folks who may need some additional help visually. So with that, that's really how easy it is to integrate Evinced with Lambda Test. In review, for both our web and mobile frameworks, we essentially have a start analyze method before the test run, stop analyze after, import our libraries, and with quite literally 3 to 5 lines of code, we can add accessibility scans to as many tests as we need to check for accessibility. Very exciting stuff. All right, I'll go ahead and stop sharing, and we can go on to the next phase.
Awesome. Appreciate the insightful demo, Kevin. Of course, accessibility at scale is one of the taglines that you know, I came across on Evinced website. And with the integration with Lambda Test, Evinced is definitely tackling early accessibility testing challenges with focus on scalability. And it is great to see that Lambda Test 3,000 plus browser and device combinations that we have, right? That is definitely helping create users a perfect experience for testing. And of course, making sure that your app is working for everyone is super important these days. Accessibility testing is definitely a must have when it comes to creating that inclusive, I would say, digital experience. So yeah, thank you so much for that you know, demo as well as walkthrough. So before we you know, move on, I just had a few questions for you, Kevin, so we could jump straight onto it. The first question that I have is, can you elaborate on the technical aspects that enable seamless integrations between these tools?
Yeah, absolutely. And the key is, you know, in the past, existing tools for integrating with really at the Selenium, Appium, the functional testing level have been extremely difficult to integrate. You had to go into the tests themselves and add scans line by line, which inherently made the tests more fragile. They would take longer to run. It was a pain to implement, maintain, and what we needed. And then in addition, at the end of the day, they didn't have enough coverage to be valuable. And so with the technology that Events provides, where you can just add a couple of lines of code, we remove all of those problems around implementation, maintenance, reporting, and then having the power of Lambda Test on the back end of that to be able to scale and run those tests extremely quickly. That's a key component of the shifting left process. Running tests sequentially, no matter what, even if it's just a couple dozen, it takes too long. The developer is going to lose their focus. They're going to shift to a different project. They're going to shift context, which then you have to shift back, and it creates slowdowns, and it becomes really important. So really comes down to making sure that we're integrating with a way that works with enterprise level software development processes and doesn't slow anybody down.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kevin, for that explanation. That it definitely makes sense that, you know, how crucial it is to have that effective collaboration between tools. And of course, impressive focus on the technicalities of it, of course. Moving on to the next question, in what ways are Events tools scalable, and how do they cater to the demands of enterprise scale accessibility testing?
Absolutely. Well, making sure that accessibility tools fit within the processes of modern enterprise development cycles is key. You can't expect developers to be exiting outside of their normal process to do things like accessibility or really anything else. It simply becomes a bottleneck. So with Events, we have taken our technology and created multiple different form factors in order to fit in at every stage of the development cycle. This is everything from our design assistant that helps build accessible designs from the very outset, to our unit testing tools, which allow you to test your components, component library that you're developing for 100% of keyboard and screen types issues. Then we get to kind of the focus we've been sharing about today, which is our kind of functional testing suite, which is where, you know, you've taken all of those web components or mobile components and put them together into the full app and or website, and then you're able to test with unparalleled coverage for accessibility issues at that point once you put everything together. Beyond that, we have tools for QA, like our Webflow Analyzer, the Chrome tool that we saw previously, all the way to production monitoring. We have a site scanner that allows you to test the entirety of your website. You know, we have customers scanning millions of pages per month to make sure that the accessibility issues are monitored. They're able to trace back if any are slipping through the cracks, and this allows us to provide as many entry points as an enterprise might need to seamlessly add accessibility testing as part of their process.
You know, that is awesome. I mean, good to understand how accessibility is essentially playing a role in every stage of development cycle. Very insightful, especially given the context of enterprises, right? We have enterprises across different industries that have unique use cases. So, good to hear that Events is basically helping them embrace accessibility throughout every development stage. That's definitely helpful. Moving on to the next question, when emphasizing clear and actionable results, what specific features or methodologies does the solution employ so as to aid developers and testers in addressing accessibility issues promptly?
Yeah, and this is a really important question and a really important feature that's required. I mean, developers have so much on their minds today. They're everything with all of these things shifting left. There's just a lot for them to remember. And so being able to provide clear, efficient remediation information as part of their testing process is critical. I mean, with Events, you know, we have over 140 different validations that have different levels of coverage, and to expect anyone to remember how to the details associated with 140 different very specific accessibility criteria is a lot to ask. And so with our tools, we approach this in two ways. First, we provide detailed code snippets. And in many cases, they're able to just copy and paste this code over into their project, and it will resolve the accessibility issue. We provide highlighted screenshots as well to make it quick. You know, we can always include, you know, selectors, but nothing beats a screenshot or, you know, in the case of Lambda Test, a video replay of the test being executed to really understand what happened. And then third, we've built in a lot of kind of training within our tools. So, for example, every report that we have has, you know, the cause. What causes this issue, how it impacts users from an accessibility perspective. And so that as developers are using the tools, they're also learning more about accessibility and ramping up while they're using the tools.
That is definitely a great reply, Kevin. Good to hear that, you know, there are various methodologies that you have sort of implemented so as to improve the experience. Wherein, you know, those who are testing, for instance, are able to learn even the root cause analysis when it comes to accessibility testing, right? I mean, the issues that it's been faced, the detailed reports and the screenshots that they are able to access and so on. So yeah, great to hear about these factors. Moving on, how does the integration with LambdaTest contribute to optimizing release velocity in the context of accessibility testing? We definitely heard about, you know, how the integration sort of helps from a scalability standpoint. But yeah, I would love to hear more thoughts on it.
Yeah, and I think that that's really the key. The scalability is what's important, because no matter what type of testing it is, whether it's functional testing or performance testing or whatever, we can't have that be a bottleneck in the accessibility in the development process. You know, we need developers to get feedback as quickly as possible. If you submit a pull request, you know, we want that to be we want that feedback to be happening within minutes. I once worked with a customer who was the largest retailer in the United States, and they had a company-wide mandate that developers had to get feedback within 6 minutes. And so it's meeting enterprise-wide goals like that where it's critical to have a scalable test infrastructure like Lambda Test with all the resources it provides. The other side of it is, besides scalability, is coverage. I mean, almost no two phone devices are alike. There's different size screens, there's different hardware, there's tablets of all different shapes and sizes. And to make sure that from an accessibility standpoint, each of these tablets or phones renders the app in a slightly different way. And we need to make sure that no matter what device a person is using, that application renders appropriately and is accessible, and they can use and use that app as it's intended, no matter what. And so it's in those two ways that Lambda Test really enhances the power of events for both scalability and comprehensive coverage.
Well put. I mean, that was an amazing explanation. In fact, you know, something that also stood out for me when you initially explained Lambda Test and events integration was, you know, you used the word scale horizontally. That was exactly the phrase that you used, and across different devices, screen sizes for comprehensive testing. I think that sort of sums up, you know, the integration that we have. And yeah, glad to be a part of it. Moving on to the next question. So to what extent can events tools be customized to suit the specific requirements of different enterprises and projects? You definitely mentioned, you know, the retail example. So I'm sure there must have been several other specific requirements that enterprises must have come to you with.
Absolutely. And customization and the ability to work with our enterprise customers is a key to any partnership that we have with our customers. Like, and accessibility is tricky. There are a lot of areas in which there can be debate as to whether accessibility is there or not. But a good example of how we can customize, you know, our tools is we work with a very large financial company that one of their brand colors is a shade of green. And when comparing that green color to some text, the contrast ratio came in at about 4.48 to 1. And in accessibility standards, the guideline states that it needs to be 4.5 to 1. And so it was just barely underneath that guideline. And so that was causing dozens and dozens of issues that were becoming tedious for folks to go through. And while technically they are accessibility issues, we also have to be understanding that this is a brand color of an enormous financial institution that's probably not going to be changing anytime soon. So Vince is able to, you know, create a fuzz factor and make sure that, we're able to customize our rule sets, customize our reporting to make sure that it's valuable for customers. And in this case, we were able to make it so that they could adjust the color contrast to not flag those types of issues so that their reporting would maintain efficiency and the value that they expect. So customization is key. Any true partnership with our customers, you know, it requires back and forth and making sure that everyone is well supported.
Yeah, and impressive to hear how even the minute detail, especially given it's a brand color, even that is something that is sort of been, you're sort of helping out enterprises even with that solution. So yeah, definitely the flexibility and the customization that comes with Evan's tool is definitely impressive. Moving on to the last question that we have today, would love to hear your thoughts on the reporting capabilities of Evan's and LambdaTest, especially in terms of tracking and resolving accessibility issues in a collaborative manner.
Absolutely. So, with the power of the two reporting systems combined, you have really all the information you could ever need to evaluate and understand any issues that are happening, whether it's from the loading of the website in the browser to the functional aspects of the tests of the actual underlying functional test, to the interactions with the API calls through the network logs, through the from the step to walking through the flows and page loads, all the way to once the page is loaded and scanning for accessibility with the fully fledged accessibility reports. And then you can go back and with LambdaTest, you have a full video of the entire test being executed to see any problems that might not show up in a single point in time screenshot. And so really it just enables you to have all of the information you need so that if any issues do pop up, you're able to remediate them quickly instead of having to create a spike for an investigation that you have to replicate a dozen times and bring back an environment. You already have all the information you need to solve all of your problems, whether they be from accessibility or otherwise. It's just extremely powerful that developers have everything they need right at their fingertips.
Once again, well put, Kevin. Thank you so much for that wonderful phrase, because I think it is a great example of a successful collaboration between an accessibility platform such as Evans and LambdaTest. Great. So we are we have come to the end of today's episode. As we wrap up the episode, I would like to thank Kevin for being a part of our XP series, where we bring you the latest trends, innovations, and conversations from the world of testing and quality assurance. Kevin, once again, thank you so much. That was a very insightful session. Great to hear everything that you had to share about accessibility testing, how Evanst is sort of powering it, and the integration between Evanst and LambdaTest. And those who are listening, please subscribe to LambdaTest YouTube channel for more XP episodes. Kevin, once again, thank you. It was a pleasure hosting you. Until next time, everyone, happy testing. Have a great day ahead. Bye.